It's here. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Before we get into the episode about parades, a couple of TV specials I'm looking forward to are the Jennifer Hudson ABC special with Michael Bublé. It's happening December 14th. And Yes, Virginia, an animated special on CBS December 11th. By the way, I'm planning to do a reading of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, closer to Christmas. I hope you'll be here for that. I found a lot of Twitter friends and Facebook friends enjoy parades as much as I do, so I thought I'd revisit some and focus on smaller parades this year, like California's Kern River Valley Parade, this year's theme, Sleigh Bells and Snowflakes. It's free to be in the parade, they just took applications this month, and they'll judge the entrants before they march on Saturday the 28th by Lake Isabella. This is the best line from their press release, quote, "Throwing of candy is done at your own risk, as the chamber's insurance does not cover entrance in the event someone is injured," unquote. So serious. That's the kind of parade I'd like to go to. It's not too far from me. I'm going to have to think about that. Sunday, November 29th, in the city of Quincy, Massachusetts, there will be a late morning parade, and the theme was chosen by a student. Last year, they had 13 floats. Joplin, Missouri will hold their Christmas parade on a Tuesday, December 1st, because the original Saturday date conflicted with a state high school band competition. These are small parades. I love it. Jamestown, New York will hold their parade on December 4th with a theme of O Christmas Tree. They'll drop 1,000 ping pong balls from a fire truck ladder in the Jamestown Snowball Drop, and the balls will have promotions written on them. That's kind of fun. It's like being Captain Kangaroo with Mr. Moose. I always liked that part of the show and wondered why the captain always looked so bummed. Looked like fun to me. And now the kids don't even understand what I'm talking about anymore. Knoxville, Tennessee, where my family lived before I was born, will have their parade December 4th, and it'll be on TV. That's the same day as Nashville's parade with John Rich as Grand Marshal. Greenville, Tennessee's A Storybook Parade will be on December 6th. No throwing candy there, by the way. And they mandate only one Santa Claus. Well, of course there's only one Santa Claus. Franklin, Virginia will have their A Hometown Christmas Parade December 5th. And I mentioned this on the summer show. The Kannapolis Intimidators present the Kannapolis Christmas Parade December 5th. Now that's Christmassy. There you go. You can tour the South watching Christmas parades that weekend. Or you could go to Lisbon, Ohio, which is all decked out Victorian style for their December 5th late morning parade. Or if you're in Southern California that weekend, check out the Montrose Christmas Parade. Santa will arrive in a helicopter. Montrose is a very cute town. A courthouse Christmas sounds like it might happen in Mayberry, but it actually is in Fayette County, Ohio. And their parade will also be December 5th, but in the evening for the first time. How about four parades per week? If you live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, you can enjoy Target's Holidazzle Parade Thursdays through Sundays each week, beginning November 27th this year. My Facebook friend John Bushy wanted me to remind you of it. What used to be a big parade, at least I thought so, was the Hollywood Christmas Parade. It almost bit the dust a few times, and although it will be broadcast on my TV network stations nationwide, it still feels like a small parade. This year it will be on November 29th with a TV broadcast of December 10th and a repeat on Christmas Eve. Susan Lucci will be the Grand Marshal. There will be bands and other celebrities including Glee's Naya Rivera, Louis Gossett Jr., CSI Miami's Ava LaRue, among many others. Oh, and I gotta mention my favorite. It's not small. It's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the big one. The big news for 2009 is a new route for the first time in the parade's history. They'll go down 7th Avenue instead of Broadway. Just seems wrong. I guess city officials say it'll give spectators in the parade itself more room. It'll still go in front of Macy's, of course. Speaking of Minneapolis, from Minneapolis-St. Paul, these are the sounds of blackness, and this, of course, is the season of joy. We'll be right back. Sounds of Blackness in the Christmas Stocking. I played that song because it sounds like the kind of song you would actually hear on a float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Don't you think so? I gotta say hello to Rebecca Thornton on Twitter. At Rebecca Thornton, by the way. She's from the UK and she was looking forward to the podcast and was confused when I tweeted back that it would start on Thanksgiving. You know, I forget that not everyone celebrates that. In fact, it's a US-only holiday. Of course, there are other similar holidays, but they're not scheduled to be the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. Which I guess Thanksgiving in the US really isn't anymore either, huh? You can find us at twitter.com/xmasstocking. Hi to Joe, also, who's one of our biggest supporters at Facebook. And you can do a Facebook search for Christmas Stocking and find it. I really hope you'll join us. Also, you can leave a message for the Christmas Stocking, find previous episodes, and more by going to mychristmasstocking.net. We're looking for your family Christmas Eve and Christmas Day traditions, memories, and Merry Christmas wishes, or whatever you'd like to do. Just find the Call Me button at mychristmasstocking.net, click it, you enter in your phone number, and my voicemail will call you. Free! You can also email me at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net, topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Now, messages and emails and Facebook and Twitter stuff all could be used on the podcast. Upcoming episodes include our traditional Black Friday shopping, which we'll also look at where the song Jingle Bells came from, Advent, which begins November 29th, this year of 2009, Christmas Seals, and more. I'm Lee Cameron. I hope you'll stay around for more Christmas Stocking.